New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, Stephen, how are you going? Ready for your Tuesday?
Yeah, excited. I mean, tonight's a big night for us.
Oh, huge.
UFM's not so silent night. So yeah. If you're listening and you're going to be attending that tonight as well.
Congratulations.
Anticipation is building. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. So much, you know, planning going on behind the scenes and it's going to be brilliant. You've never been to one, right?
No, I haven't. This will be my inaugural one as well. So there's added excitement around that.
Definitely. You know, you get to see the sparkling, glittering lights of the Hunter Valley Gardens and, you know, the music of one of Newcastle's premier DJs. It's going to be brilliant.
I'm a bit worried it's going to be, like, it doesn't get dark till so late, though, these
days.
Don't
you worry about small details like that, young Stephen.
Keep it down.
Exactly. It's going to be a brilliant night. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. Tired, but good.
Oh, that's all right. You must have been up late last night thinking about Not So Silent Night as well.
Oh, you know, the sun was still up. It was that late.
Couldn't sleep. Couldn't sleep. Too excited. As that excitement builds across Newcastle and the Hunter. I don't know how I'm even going to do the show. That's how thrilled I am about the whole situation, but we will push on.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
So you remember on this show, Stephen, we had the whole real versus fake Christmas tree debate.
Right, yeah, I do.
I've been on the hunt for a real tree now since Saturday morning. Can't get one.
Really?
They're all sold out, so Saturday, book, like, we're going to go to this place, like, Bulk Trees Direct or something like that. Anyway, sold out by 8 a.m. Yesterday, couldn't get one either. And then, yeah, the Sunday as well, they didn't have any. Like, it's actual chaos out there. People are just scrambling for them at the moment.
Well, you probably still pick up a plastic one from Kmart or something like that if you want.
That's what I'm trying to avoid because I don't really want that.
But then you can pack it up, put it, you know, in storage and use it again next year.
Nah, not for me.
Not for you?
No, I want the real tree.
Well, regardless of if you go plastic or if you go real, I hope you get a tree soon because the festive season is getting very, very close and I want you to get into the spirit.
Yeah. Well, I do need to because, you know, otherwise I have Grinch tendencies, you know, which I'm trying to suppress the best I can.
And I've witnessed them firsthand.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, exciting news. Construction underway on the newest campus for the University of Newcastle.
Yeah, $63.8 million development at Gosford on the Central Coast. The tender was awarded a little while ago. Now construction's going to get underway, so all of that early work, like demolishing what's there, site establishment, all of that sort of stuff will be done this month. And then next year, they'll start building the actual three-story building that's going to be the campus. Should be done in about 18 months' time. But it's going to be set up to cater for hundreds of students in a number of courses across business, education, social work, and there'll be pathway programs, a whole lot of stuff. So, which will be awesome.
Three stories, very flash, isn't it? We are
fancy.
Growing. Indeed.
I do like the idea as well of us slowly breaking down those borderlines and just moving into the Central Coast.
Yeah, Sydney's next.
You've got a University of Newcastle in there, do you? It's starting to blur, isn't it? We're taking over.
And the Central Coast Council, extremely incompetent. Extremely incompetent. I reckon we just take them over.
There you go. I agree.
Problem solved.
We need. This is a great idea. All right. First step. Right.
Getting the uni in there.
Yeah. Exactly. Switching gears a little bit. Ausgrid have said no, just throwing Christmas lights any which way. Yeah.
They have. So on Sunday, apparently there was a resident at Charlestown, outside a block of units who was
Charlestown. Eh?
Yeah. Potentially. Was this Houston?
What was the time? I've got an alibi, I'm sure.
Apparently, this resident was trying to throw Christmas lights, like a string of, like, the fairy lights into a tree outside their block of units, but instead of going over the tree, it went over the live power lines.
Uh-oh.
So, not good. Then said resident decided they would try and get the power lines,
Christmas
get the Christmas lights off the power lines.
Oh, no.
got a bit of a shock, so Ausgrid had to come and switch the power off, get the lights down and deal with the whole situation.
They're lucky they only got a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
Like, that could have been so much worse.
Exactly, which is what Ausgrid is saying, like, don't be that guy.
If you see active power lines, don't throw stuff over it.
And if it's caught around it, don't try and pull them down. You bring down the whole power line.
Exactly.
Oh, what a nightmare. Well, luckily that didn't go pear-shaped is all I'll say.
Have I told you guys about Christmas morning where we pulled down power lines?
No.
We pulled down a power line at the front of me nan's place because we got a kite caught around it. We got a kite for Christmas morning. We're flying it. Me and all my cousins trying to pull this kite down.
Oh, Lord.
We did bring it down and the power line. Oh. Nope. Mum blowing up. It couldn't cook Christmas dinner.
Bet Mum wasn't the only one blowing up.
Yeah, we had to write some apology letters that day. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
All sorts of trouble. So, yeah, be careful around active power lines.
Moral of the story.
I feel like I shouldn't have to say that, but yet here I am saying it.
I've got a bit of a fashion crime.
Uh-oh, what's happened?
Well, Louis Vuitton is often seen as a bit of a, I guess, a barometer or a true north of style and fashion.
But not the LV.
Well, that's it. I mean, it is a brand, isn't it? Like, it's unbelievable. It's an icon. But I feel like they've taken fashion too far with their latest installment. They've got optical illusion boots that make you look like you have a fake leg.
And for what purpose?
For what reason is the question on a lot of people's lips, not just yours. I don't think they're designed to make it look like you have a fake leg. It just happens to be that way. Basically, they're designed, this is according to their website, to make you look like you're wearing black heels with little white socks. So what happens is they've got, like, I guess the bottom of it is like your regular boot.
Yeah.
So you've got a regular heel. And then the whole thing, it's like a knee-high length boot made out of calf leather. And, like, it's all hand-painted. So they've got, after the black boot down the bottom, they're painted a little bit white on top of that to make it look like it's a sock there. And then after that, this comes in two different skin tones. You can get like a lighter shade or a darker shade, and it just is meant to look like your leg or like but it just looks like a fake leg.
This is what I can only guess is the reason, right? You wear that, so it's covering your skin, but painted to look like skin.
Yeah.
So you never have to shave your legs. If you've got, say you've got shorts or pants or a skirt or whatever that goes down over that, you never have to shave your legs because it always looks like you're shaving. I would love this product. I'm always shaving my legs.
Well, I thought maybe as well it like is a warmer, like you keep you warm as well.
It'd still look like you're wearing shorter pants. It's so weird, isn't it?
It is so odd. Basically, they debuted these boots at their Louis Vuitton Fall Winter 2023 show. And yeah, according to the brand site, like I said, the shoes are individually hand-painted and made entirely out of calf leather, so each one is individual. Like, it's, you know, the one of a kind.
Right.
Now, these will set you back $2,500 US.
Oh, my God.
Which is outrageous. But, so it's like, it's not like it's tailored to your skin tone or anything like that.
This is painted, so it's not even going to match your skin tone.
You've got two options, lighter or darker, and you go, which one am I closer to? It's outright. It does look like people are wearing prosthetic legs. It's crazy.
This is ridiculous. It's debuted in their Fall Winter collection. It should be in their Fall Lunatics collection because that is it's paid $2,000 for that. Dummies, that's who.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, here we go.
Come on.
Chance to win some stuff nice and early. And today, how about this? $60 Sherwood coffee voucher. This means you can go there, you can get some coffees. How about a delicious breakfast as well? Probably go with a friend, treat them. You look like an absolute star. And then next time you go out, they'll treat you. You're basically winning two breakfasts.
Well, that's how etiquette works, the social etiquette in Australia, I suppose,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. Your shout, my shout. That's how it works. All right. So if you want to win $60 to spend at Sherwood Coffee and their cafes, you can see them at Parry Street, Gillison Heights, New Lambton, Cahiba, Katara, Cardiff, Charlestown Square. They are everywhere. You can call up now, 4967 4105. If you've never heard how Three of a Kind works, this is how it happens. We give you three things. You got to figure out what the theme is between them, and you yell out with your name, And if you get it right, point on the board.
All right. Do we want to do an example one?
Yes, we do.
Have you got one, or do you want to play?
I'd like to play today.
All right, no stress. If I were to say to you, Crevo, off the dome, Calippo, Magnum, and Maxibon.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Servo ice creams.
Servo ice creams would be correct. It's really that simple.
All right, here we go. First of all, in Rutherford, Kelly, how are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. You ready to take on three of a kind?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
That's what we love to hear, a can-do attitude.
You sound ready.
All right. Up against Shaquille from the Sunny Coast. Jordan, how are you this morning, mate?
Good, thank you.
Are you excited to go?
Yeah, sure am.
Yes.
All right, that's what we like.
Brilliant.
All right. All right, before we do get into the game, the scoring is first to two, best of three, and you both need to remember that your name is your buzzer. So we'll just test everyone's buzzer first. Kelly, you can go for us.
Kelly.
Lovely. Jordan next.
Jordan.
Lovely. All right, two buzzers working. Best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you this morning is Rogan Josh, Tikka Masala, Vindaloo.
Kelly.
I think Jordan was quickest there.
Indian cuisine.
That is correct.
Yeah, I will take that. We've also taken curry for the common folk, but Indian cuisine, a bit la-di-da, Jordan. Oh. That's all right. Well done. Got that in.
Nice one. Well done.
All right. Next one I've got is Serena, John West, Green Seas.
Kelly.
Kelly was definitely quickest there.
Are they like a tuna brand, tin fish brand?
Yep, there you go. Would have accepted any of those. Well done.
I like the very complete answers today. It's bringing me joy.
All right, we are one apiece, Crevo, which means have you got some dramatic music for me?
Of course I do.
Here we go, on cue. The last one for all the chockies. And by that, I mean $6 to spend however you like at Sherwood Coffee.
They probably have chockies there. You can spend it all on that.
BWS Liquorland Dan Murphy.
Kelly
was definitely quickest there.
They're like liquor shops.
Yeah, liquor shops will do. Absolutely.
Liquor right there. Perfect. Congratulations. You got yourself the $60 to spend at Sherwood Coffee.
Awesome.
Now,
thank
Jordan,
you.
As our runner-up, do you want to have another go tomorrow? Yes, brilliant. Only local winners. That's what we're all about here at New FM.
And on the weekend, I went camping. I went to the Blue Mountains, beautiful part of the world.
Lucky man.
But I said it before, I'll say it again. There's three certainties in life. Death, taxes, and something going wrong when you go camping.
Well, essentially...
Has anyone ever had a perfect camping trip?
No, because what happens is everyone's used to living in houses. Mm-hmm. Then... what happens is you take away all of the convenience and comfort of a house to sleep under a bit of tarp, basically. Of course stuff's going to go wrong. You're in the wilderness.
Well, that's it. That's what happens when you trade, like, your rental for a tent. Stuff like that kind of happens, right?
Exactly.
There's all kind of disasters that happen. So,
yeah.
Basically, one of the 10 disasters that happened was we went on Friday night. The weather was looking dicey.
Mm.
We were like, Saturday, it's looking like it's going to rain. Fingers crossed we'll miss the majority of it. Setting up, you know, we got there, well, you know, we do the show Friday morning, so kind of went home, packed, got there mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
And we're like, still plenty of time to go for a little walk, because, like, the Blue Mountains National Park there is stunning, so beautiful.
Yeah. One of the best in the country.
So we went, you know, walking around, we did this little walk to, like, a creek and went for a little swim, beautiful. And then we came back up and I was like, you know what, we should probably set up before everything gets a bit too dark.
Smart.
So we're setting up our tables and chairs, our little stove top to do some cooking. Also set up, of course, the tent and the swag, all that kind of gear, ready to go.
Yeah.
And as we were setting up the tent, I turned to my partner, Siobhan, and I said, do we need the canvas top for this tent? She was like, looked up at the sky, looked back at me, looked back at the sky. I went, let's sleep under stars tonight.
Oh, how romantic.
I went, you know what? Let's do it then.
Yeah, are you just you and a billion stars just connecting in the moment in nature?
Exactly. So I chucked the canvas top back in the car. Went, don't need that. We went about our day, hopped into the tent for bed, and it was beautiful. The sky was clear. The stars were stunning.
Yeah, sparkling away, twinkling in your eyes, reflecting back at the universe.
But sometime throughout the night, that did change, and I woke up to... bop on my forehead.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, no, it's starting to rain. It's coming through the tent.
Oh.
And it's like when you get roused from sleep like that, you're a bit confused as to what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, I remember waking up and thinking, oh, it's a bit wet. That's weird. And then you kind of roll over and you go, wait, that's not weird, that's bad. Your brain kind of clicks on a bit slower than it usually does.
It's the middle of the night, you're not meant to be up and about.
I was like, oh no, here we go, better fix this. So in the middle of the night, pitch black, I'm up trying to figure out the canvas top, trying to figure out if it's the inside out, if it's the right way, chuck it all on. Anyway, in my hassle, I've woken my partner, Siobhan. She doesn't want to get out of the tent, though. She's nice and warm in the sleeping bag. So she starts shining her torch from her phone. And it's blinding me. I was like,
swinging backwards and forwards, straight in your eye.
You not helping me at all.
That weird red stripe across where you can't see out.
Anyway, eventually I get it on, hop back in the tent. My partner, Siobhan, goes, did you need my help at all? I was like, it's already done. Go to sleep. Unbelievable.
Too little, too late.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
All right, so, Stephen, you know about Lee's Yum Cha at Charlestown?
Yeah, on the corner there.
Yeah, that's it. They got the Lee's Kitchen in Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. So they've just opened this one called... I'm not sure what it's called, actually, but it's right
in the same chain, is it?
Yeah, but it's like a flashier version. It's on King Street.
Right.
There's this old restaurant that used to be called, I think it was Chinoise.
Mm.
And they've opened this, oh my God, fancy new looking Chinese restaurant. It looks so good.
Oh, that's weekend plan sorted.
Well, yeah, it's like a bit of a special occasion type vibe.
Right,
it looks very flash in there. I'm so excited because all their restaurants so far,
been delicious. Hey, suit and tie type attire.
I don't think it's quite that level, but like your mains might be $40 or something like that.
Right, you got to save up a little bit.
Exactly.
Like you said, once in a while treat.
Yeah, but it looks so good. They had like the full lion dance commotion happening out the front for the opening and everything, so this thing is going to be good. I'm excited.
Oh, well, that's a bit of fun. Crevo, let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
Saturday is meant to be an absolute stunner. 36 degrees, right? So you think, you know what, I'm going to have some mates over for a bit of a barbecue.
Lovely.
Maybe you're hanging by the pool if you're lucky enough to have one, or just soaking in the stunning summer weather.
Mm-hmm.
And you reach into your esky, all of a sudden, your drinks are gone. Like, I remember bringing a six-pack. I've only drinking four of these. Where have all my beers gone?
Yeah, this is a nightmare situation.
There is an esky offender amongst your ranks, and it's more common than you think, because a new survey's out, which says 57% of Aussies admit to stealing from their mates' eskies.
Oh, I swear to you, every friend group has got one.
They've got someone, don't they?
Oh.
Like it is a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Where your mate rocks up with a six-pack of Audi beers that he's bought for $19.90 or something like that.
Yeah, or less, let's face it, it's Audi.
$14 maybe. Yeah. Gets through all them in an hour and a half, and then all of a sudden, on the hunt for your premium liquor.
And these esky offenders, right, they're very clever. They'll watch when you're distracted talking to someone else, and maybe even that your beer's quite full up the bottle, and then
they know you're not going back to the esky for a while.
That's right. They slip in, shunk, and then they open. Oh, I have one of those. They're so quick at getting them out of the cardboard as well, because they're very practiced at being esky offenders. And suddenly they're on the move and they've got their own beer. They'll slip it into a stubby cooler as well, so you don't see the brand.
Can't see the label or nothing. Oh. And you are right. They're very clever, particularly early proceedings of the event.
Yeah.
But as they do have a few more lemonades, sometimes they tend to get a little bit sloppy.
Yeah.
Catch them in the act and they're just, you know, you're
hang
like,
on,
what
mate.
Are you doing?
Yeah, get your own beer.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was mine.
No.
No worries, just help yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I will, thanks.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, yeah. Oh, the worst.
Unbelievable. There is one in every single group. As we tell this story, I'm sure you're listening thinking, yeah, I'm picturing it's Damo.
Yeah.
I know it's Damo. Or, you know, whoever your friend is.
Yeah.
There's always one esky offender.
There's one at, we have this, like, big party at New Year's, right? And there's a Charlie. Charlie is, I don't think he brings any of his own drinks. He just turns up and he just goes from esky to esky without fail. You see him going into other people's eskies.
Always the most intoxicated at the end of the night as well.
As well, yeah. How have you gotten so drunk? You didn't bring anything.
Spent so little money.
Yeah.
Got all the fun of it.
Unreal.
It's unbelievable. So this is what I thought we'd do, because 57% of Aussies is an astounding figure. Have you ever done it? Have you stolen from someone to esky?
I think I'd always ask
as well.
But it happens so often. Every friend group has got one, I swear. 4967-4105. Dob in an Esky offender, or maybe call up anonymously if it's you.
If you are, the tips and tricks that you use.
Because, how's this, right? If you call up on 4967-4105, we've got a $60 voucher for the Lucky Hotel, Hunter Street, Newcastle. So you could spend that on beer. So you might be someone that doesn't like buying your own drinks.
And you can finally shout around.
Yeah, exactly.
How's this? So this has happened. A whopping 75% of people out there have admitted to having something nicked from their esky. And while 57% of people admit to nicking other people's drinks, 63% of people admit it's wrong. So there's a bit of crossover there, isn't there?
Some people are saying it's wrong, but they're also doing it.
There's at least 10% who are like, I know it's not good, but I'm going to nick it anyway. Outrageous.
All right, 4967-4105, or maybe you just want to, you know, tell a story about how your drinks got nicked. Let's go to Charlestown. Clint, good morning. What's your situation?
Good morning, guys. It's my best mate, AJ. For 15 years, he showed up to every function with a carton of gold rivets from Audi. Brings the first one that he's straight into your bourbon, your Canadian club, whatever you've got, he's into it. Doesn't drink another gold rivet himself and takes them home at the end when he's done. 15 years he's been doing it to me for.
I've had those rivets as well. They taste like rusty water.
They're no good, are they? They're terrible, fair. Right?
15, mate, they're the worst drink on the market. I reckon he owes me over $5,000 over the years. You go to the pub, every shout, you'll only strength mid-strength, you're straight to the spirits when it's our round.
Oh, unreal. AJ, you should hang your head in shame.
You have been put on flames on radio this morning. Mate, take a good hard look at yourself, AJ.
And bring you back his $5,000. Clint's upset.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
So, my partner Siobhan and I, we're playing host at the moment to one of our friends, one of Siobhan's best friends.
Lovely.
From Perth.
So, that's nice. When you get people visiting, it's really cool. Show them around.
It is really cool. So, we decided last night that we were going to take advantage of the sunny weather, get a takeout, and go sit on that hill at Bar Beach. Watch the sunset. Beautiful. But getting a takeout on Monday night, your options are quite limited.
I've experienced this.
Yeah, so we were like kind of looking, you know, Saporia Taylor's closed. I was like, man, I really want a pizza. Bar Soleil closed. Ended up making a drive out to Cardiff to Fat Nonna's Pizza.
Ooh,
have you been there?
No.
Woodfire Pizza. Honestly, really, really good.
Oh, what? This is a new one.
In that area, it's almost like this little like, hole in the wall type. From the outside, it looks very unassuming.
Yeah.
But when you walk in, the pizza is very, very nice. Pretty affordable as well. Like, I don't know, $20 a pizza, something like that.
Yeah, for Woodfire, that's good going.
Not quite Saporia Taylor's level, but it is a very, very good alternative, especially if you live around that area in Cardiff.
And you want to buy it on a Monday, because good luck finding anywhere else that's got anything open.
God, it was a drama. It was a nightmare trying to find a place. But through adversity, we found a new hidden gem.
I love that.
There you go. Fat Nonna's in Cardiff gets the Stephen tick of approval.
Here's a warning for those who have dishwashers, which is many people, I believe.
Absolutely.
And this is the headline. Leading brands misled consumers about premium dishwashing tablets. Australian court finds.
Okay.
What does all this mean? Essentially, you got two big brands that are in a little bit of hot water here, if you will. 30 Minute Miracle and Fairy. They come under one brand. And then your Finish Ultimate Plus, they come under another brand.
Two massive names in the dishwashing, two titans in the dishwashing game, I suppose.
Exactly. So basically what's happened, these two brands, they've got like various levels of dishwashing tablet. So you've got like your entry level standard, and then they're selling these premium ones, which promise to be better at a much higher cost.
Right, yep.
When they put them like through the test, and they've actually done this, they're essentially finding they all do the same job. So
I knew it, man. I knew it.
And this is what people...
Same stuff, different smell.
People suspect that, but they put like a little red dot on it or something in a ball or whatever, and you go, that must be different. It's in a red colour.
Unbelievable.
So here's what's actually gone down. So Miracle, which is the fairy one, that they said to have boosted cleaning power and stain removal technology compared to their fairy range, same maker, right? However, when they put them through the test, the only difference they could find was a slight difference in cleaning for tea stains only. So everything else cleaned exactly the same.
Outrageous.
Right? Then you move on to the finish. So Finish Ultimate Plus, Finish Ultimate Pro, and Miracle, they all had the independent lab testing, right? And they could not determine any noticeable difference in the lab cleaning. None of them were any better at cleaning. And in fact, the judge has said that they need to redesign their packages so and refrain from representing their premium tier products as being any better at cleaning. They're actually in big trouble for this.
I feel so validated right now. I've suspected this for a long time.
Yeah.
And when I've told people this, I've gone, don't worry about buying the expensive one. The cheap one does just as good a job. I feel like it's received like the ramblings of a crazy man. People look at you like you're absolutely nuts.
And that's, the advertising is so good. Like when you watch, you know, a premium dishwashing tablet advertisement, it's as if they're sending in a team of miniature robot cleaners to personally polish every dish. It's just not happening. It's all the same stuff.
So you're telling me from now on, or like moving forward, the packaging will change?
That's what the judge is like working on at the moment. So they're basically going to force these companies to get rid of the claims that the premium tier are any better.
And what, the company, is that it? Like a slap on the wrist? They're going to fine? Any compensation from people who have been swindled?
None of that yet, but yeah, at this point it's just, they're still working on the finer details, but it looks like they're going to have to change the packaging.
A step in the right direction.
And who says we don't do serious stuff on this show?
Well, that's it. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for dishwasher kind, I suppose.
Switching gears a little bit to some guys who, well, I'm guessing it's guys, could be girls, who went out for what I can only assume is a little weekend drive down at Tanilba Bay.
Yep.
Obviously, it was a low tide situation. They've taken the four-wheel drives out, and then they've maybe gone, you know what, let's go for some fishing, or let's go away for some lunch. We'll come back and get the cars later. Unfortunately, later was after the tide had come right in.
Oh, no.
So, to describe the situation...
Is there a photo of it?
Yeah, you've got three cars, all four-wheel drive types, that would have gone, the beach? That's not a problem. Our cars go on the beach.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got what looks like a Hilux Silver. It's up to the tailpipe. So it's,
really?
It's in a fair bit of trouble, but a possible escape. Right? Then you've
got to act quick.
Yeah. Then you've got a 90s Nissan Patrol, which the entire front end is underwater, only the cabin revealed still.
Really?
Doesn't matter how much salt off you put on that and a spray down, it isn't, I don't think that's coming good anymore. Then you've got a third, which looks like maybe a Triton or something, ute with like the hard tonneau and everything. Mm. That's right up to the headlights.
Can I have a look at this photo?
Indeed. Three cars in all sorts of trouble, all way out in the water.
Now, you assumed initially that it was guys. I'm going to confirm that. It's only guys do something that silly. You're right. All these are like, I mean, that car, it's licking the mirrors, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, there's
the water is licking the mirrors.
There's a reason that women live longer. They're just...
as silly.
They see a parking lot and go, that's a good place to park. Whereas guys go, I wonder how close we can get to the water and then leave our vehicles unattended.
To be fair, though, in their defence...
what defence?
I reckon everyone's been caught by a tide at least once in their life.
Well, that is true. At some point, tides do get you.
I remember I was visiting... I can't remember. It was some miscellaneous beach down south in Western Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a little bit of a holiday there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we walked out on this sandbar out to a little island, enjoying it there, had lunch, a little picnic.
Yeah.
Then we go to return, and the sandbar completely underwater.
This is the thing.
It happens to everyone.
This is a pretty bad example, though, because you've lost all your vehicles, and I don't know how the insurance company's going to react.
Can you imagine them walking back along the beach, going, I swear we parked on the beach. They're clicking their little clickers. Beep, 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 beep. Where on earth is that? You look out to the horizon, you see a little flash, your heart would sink, wouldn't it?
Oh, no. You got to call those beach tow people. They'll be laughing as they come over, laughing away.
Oh, dear. Don't be just be smarter at Tanilba. It's that simple, isn't it?
Life lesson right there.
UFM.
The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Oh, the excitement is building for New FM's Not So Silent Night. It's happening tonight out at the Hunter Valley Gardens. And how's
Come
this?
On.
There's a visit from the big man himself, Santa. Everyone's excited from that. There's also going to be a visit from one of his elves.
Really?
He's going to be kicking around. Yep, the elf will be out and about, so you might see him. He might be on a shelf. He might be standing behind a tree. You never know.
Oh, we'll keep your eyes peeled.
Indeed.
And give us a call, 4967-4105. We're looking for, and I'm sure this has happened to everyone, when people buy a gift for you, I guess, which is really a gift disguised for themselves.
Oh, my mum was such a bandit for this. Always, she'd do it like when we went on holidays, she'd like see something she liked. Maybe, I don't know, piece of like a carving or a statue or something. She'd go, I'll buy this as a gift like for Christmas for some auntie or uncle. My dad would be like, yeah, yeah, no worries. And then like a month later when we got home, it'd just pop up on the shelf.
Oh, so she didn't even give the gift.
Never gave it.
Oh, I'm talking about sometimes when you give a gift, but, like, it actually is something that you want. Oh, maybe the house is a greater good. Yep. Like, my mum's bad for it as well. I remember growing up, one Christmas, I must have been, like, 10 or something like that. I know you're meant to be grateful for every gift, but I was blowing up deluxe because we needed new bath towels. So mum got me and my brother, plus dad, we got all individual towels for Christmas with, like, our name embroidered on them. Mum, that's a gift for you. You wanted new towels. I didn't want a towel.
I was happy with the old towel.
Or, like, another example is my brother is big into poker. And I like poker as well, but not as much as he loves it. He consumes it all. He's read all the books, watched all the videos. So one year he got for me a poker set. Of course, he's the one who's going to be using it the most.
He loves poker.
Well, that's it all the time. He's in my room. Hey, mate, can I borrow your poker set? Oh, just keep it in your room at this point. A gift clearly he wanted, which is disguised as a gift for me. It's so cheeky, and we've all done it.
Yeah, genius.
So 4967-405 is the number to call. And of course, we've got $60 for the lucky hotel to give away as
lovely.
Well, for best calls on air today. Have you got another example you can think of, Crevo?
Off the top of the head, yeah. So Emmy does this as well. She often gets, she'll give me a gift or something for the kitchen. A KitchenAid actually was one. She's used it heaps more than me.
Of course she has.
You know, she bought it, the intention of that, right?
And while we're going around the team, Jess in the newsroom, are you the bandit for this, or is like your partner who's awful for this?
I think it's me, because last year I didn't know what to get Morgan for Christmas, and I was like, I want a Soda Stream. Morgan's mentioned a Soda Stream. Maybe I'll buy him a Soda Stream. And lo and behold, said Soda Stream is still at my house. I use it every day.
Yeah, because you really wanted it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Morgan's like, I never took that home. I'm like, didn't you?
Oh, what? I don't know where it is.
Oh, I don't know what's happened there.
I don't know what
there.
You're talking about.
Classic. A tale as old as time. This is what we're looking for. 4967-4105. Dob in someone, or maybe like the gift example as well.
Yeah.
You've gotten that was clearly for the person who's given you that gift.
Oh, let's get the family a boat. Yeah, you want a fishing boat. That's what that's all about.
Exactly. Let's go first to Brugal. Morning, Adonis. Who's the culprit in your life?
Well, I'm sad to say, but happy to say it's me, because I'm now confessing and I'm going to change my ways.
Oh, are you? Okay, what sin would you like to confess? What gift was it?
It's multiple gifts that have to deal with fishing. My wife, Martina, is not the best lover of fishing, but she supports it and eats it because, you know, I cook it. Mm-hmm. But I always seem to be buying her fishing rods and special lures and GPS things and floats and, you know, she's like, wow, this stuff is lovely, but I hardly use it. I'm like, well, I'm not going to make it waste, baby. I'll use it for you. That way it's good. You know, I don't want to waste it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hero swooping, a knight in shining armor, if you will, Adonis.
Waste not want not.
Absolutely. We would not have that on the show. Let's go to Tea Gardens next. Wayne, who's the culprit in your life?
Sort of me.
Okay, what's happened?
Elaborate.
It's my wife's birthday on Friday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Once for Christmas.
Right.
So I went out and bought myself a degreasing gun.
Yeah, all right. Well, have you wrapped that up, have you?
Yeah, I wrapped it up. I put it on the what's on the box, I said, this is what I want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So at Christmas time, I should get it returned.
Yeah, I love that. So you're buying your own gifts early. Nice and early, too, and on her birthday as well.
Well, the trouble is, I've got to go home on Friday. I might wear the grease gun, the grease gun.
Yeah, right, because you haven't bought her anything proper.
But it is.
Yeah, right. There you go. You've got to, I guess, well, try and think of something. Maybe give her the lucky hotel voucher, and then you can drink the beer as well.
Yeah, well, that's, people, honestly, you need to buy, it's the gift of giving. That's the most important.
Oh, right.
Give a little bit, please.
Another. What's the goss? UFM.
All right, Scott, the chippy for Pell. What do you got for us this morning, my friend?
We're looking at Time magazine today, gents, and the person of the year for 2023.
About the shortlist.
The shortlist. Well, it's going to be announced Wednesday morning US time.
Okay, so
The shortlist is going to be announced.
No, the winner.
Oh, right.
The winner.
Okay.
So
yeah,
the shortlist is already out. The top nine or the nine finalists, mm-hmm, and then the winner will be announced Wednesday morning US time. So maybe what?
I don't know. The time
is Thursday.
Let's go Thursday morning. It'll be Goss Thursday mornings. Make sure you tune in for that one.
Don't miss it.
The nine people listed for this year, or the nine, it's now been groups as well. So if you are part of a movement, you can also be up for Time Person of the Year, which is a bit odd. But anyway, the Hollywood Strikers, the After Strikers, and the, with all the stuff going on over in the US.
Yeah, for the unions.
Yeah, for the union. No, union, that's the word I'm looking for. Xi Jinping, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She's up there.
Oh.
Sam Altman, the Trump prosecutors, Barbie.
What, Barbie?
Barbie,
that's
yes.
Not a person. That's a doll.
Barbie's in there. Vladimir Putin's in there. King Charles III. And Jerome Powell is in there as well.
An interesting list.
How could Barbie be in there? That's not even a person.
That outrages me as well.
I already feel a bit funny about groups being nominated.
So do I.
Year, let alone inanimate dolls.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. And particularly when there are some people on that list, I'm sure you can pick who, that have been not so nice looking around the world, that you go, it's not about who's been the best. Who's the most influential.
And
that's the point.
Right. That's always been the way, but dolls is a bit of a stretch. A
little bit of a stretch, yes.
And even groups as well. I think, get your own list.
What?
You know, for how come that, like, dolls can get on there, get a different magazine.
Yeah.
Well,
Doll Weekly or something.
You get a little trophy or something if you win Person of the Year, I assume.
You get put on the cover.
That's it.
Put on the cover. Get something put on the mantelpiece as well.
Probably.
What are all these people with the strike going to do? Split custody of this little trophy?
Between however many, 100,000.
Like thousands.
Well, I'm sure there's like a body that works on it. So there would be like the SAG-AFTRAs, like the unions, they would hold that and it would be awarded to them. But then in turn, it also goes to all of the actors and all the people.
Nah.
It's too much. It's
surely
too much.
Not.
I agree.
And also from a logistical point from their end, they're better off picking one person.
Absolutely, which I'm not a betting man, but if I was, put the house on Taylor Swift. Just do it. I reckon. And considering that last year's winner was Vladimir Zelensky from the Ukraine, president of the UK, to go to a certain somebody for this year would kind of be a bit of a slap in the face. So I think that I reckon Taylor Swift is a good, safe bet, and nobody will crack the Sads. I reckon Taylor Swift is the way to go.
There you go.
In other news, staying a bit more local to town, Somersault is back for 2024.
I saw this lineup out.
Hey. Oh, the lineup looks fantastic. It dropped yesterday, late morning. Coming to Lake Macquarie Spears Point Park in March. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 11 a.m. So jump on that if you want to go. James Bay, Matt Corby, Thelma Plum, Ziggy Alberts, Mia Ray, all got to be there. It's going to be an exceptional event for the Hunter.
That's a good
very
lineup.
Excited. Yeah.
And look, we do a lot of, you know, light and bright on the show, but sometimes we've got to do a bit of serious as well.
Yeah.
And this is one of those examples because this year, everyone knows it, cost of living's been outrageous.
And we've been trying to do our bit. I mean, we did the food drive last week, and yesterday you and I drove that out to some of the food pantries around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Full ute load.
Yeah.
And that exemplifies how much of a great community Newcastle is.
Well, that's it. We're only the vessel to deliver this. What we were delivering, though, was all your generous donations. So thanks so much to Newcastle as a whole for that.
Yeah, and we want to keep that good giving spirit going because we've actually set up the Giving Tree. Now, what this is basically Christmas tree in at Westfield Katara. It's just on level 2, opposite Angus and Coote, and is a little...
Where it always is.
That's the same
there every year.
Exactly. But if you haven't heard
heard of this. What it is, you essentially drop off some unwrapped gifts and then those are distributed for Christmas time, right? And what the sort of things that we're looking for, here's a couple of ideas. For children, it could be like your Barbies, like your bucket and spade sets for down the beach,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, Lego, clothes, gift cards, that sort of thing. And then even maybe a few bits and bobs for adults as well, like toiletry packs or socks and coffee cups, that sort of thing. The idea is Christmas morning, not everyone has something to unwrap because... Yeah.
That's the magic of Christmas.
That's right. And this year of all years, people are struggling to pay anything. The bills are through the roof. The food costs are through the roof. And then you get through all of that and you've got to buy gifts as well. And for some people, they just can't. And by doing this, by dropping something off, which may only add 5, 10, 20 bucks to your shop, which, you know, still is a bit, but it can really change someone's Christmas. So Christmas morning... you know, the kids have something to unwrap and that, you know, it makes their day. You know, there's smiles all around.
So that's it. If you are in the fortunate position where you can maybe give a little bit, it's in conveniently there, Westfield Katara as well. So you're probably doing your Christmas shop there anyway.
Yeah.
You can grab your bits and bobs. Just chuck maybe one extra thing in, you know, a pack of cards or something in the trolley. A
box of Lego that's on sale. You know, that when they come Christmas morning, the magic of opening that, it changes their whole day, their whole outlook and everything else as well.
If you are strapped for ideas as well, there's a big list on the New FM website. So newfm.com.au. Head there, scroll down a little bit on the homepage and you'll see all the Christmas cheer. You can click the New FM Giving Tree and there's a couple ideas and bits and bobs there that we recommend that if you can, would be beautiful for someone to open on Christmas morning.
So, yeah, once again, make sure it's unwrapped as well. Just pop it under the tree and we'll sort out the rest. So it's a way of giving back, but you just have to do that. Just drop it off there. We'll sort it out from there. So we just appreciate for Newcastle this year to dig deep and help out to make sure everyone's Christmas a little bit more magical. Let's help out our community, guys.
The Novos, waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And the weather is looking perfect for New FM's Not So Silent Night happening tonight at the Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Lights Spectacular. 5:45 kickoff. If you are one of the lucky people who've got a ticket, very much looking forward to enjoying a bit of a luxe meal with you tonight. Luxe meal. Plus, lovely. Of course, we get to go in and see all the light. 4 million lights they've got.
Yeah, I'll be counting.
You just sit there and count them all, you reckon?
Yeah, that's the plan. It is the Christmas Light Spectacular, so everyone, of course, wants to go along to that.
Very, very excited. And I've heard through the rumour mill, the big fella has cleared his diary. Santa is going to be there, so I'm very, very excited.
He is indeed a coming to town, which I can't wait for.
And, Crevo, undoubtedly we live in a time-poor society at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. Every minute counts. Time is money. All
especially
that
in Newcastle, because people are working 2, 3, 4 jobs on 9. The side. Yeah, they've got a lot going on. So people have turned to, and it doesn't matter how time-poor you are, I would never, but people have turned to slow cookers to cook some unusual meals. Now, I apologise if you are eating your breakfast currently, because this might turn you off it. A craze sweeping the internet is cooking a full English breakfast in the slow cooker, putting it all in overnight, your crock pot, leaving it for like 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever, and then eating it in the morning.
Like a big soup.
Well, things are separated within the crock pot, so they're not all put in together. Basically, what people are doing is they're putting, like, all the different items in, some of them separated by just, like, your typical coffee mug.
Like a ceramic mug.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. So they'll put in there, like, maybe they'll put, like, the beans in a mug.
Okay.
And that stops the beans from spreading everywhere, but it also adds as a divider between two other items.
Okay.
They might put the mushrooms with a bit of butter in a mug as well, you know? They might put all your bits and bobs. So whatever it is, your tomatoes, something that might run.
All in different mugs inside.
Inside the crock pot, and then surrounding them, you know, touching the outer rim of the crock pot, if you will, are like your sausages, your bacon, your hash brown, because people are like, oh, the hottest is the edge is the hottest, so they'll crisp up maybe a little bit.
Oh, this is an example of bad cooking.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't care. Like, how time poor are you? That you can't put a bit of bacon in a fry pan.
Well, how long does it take?
Hypothetically, you're having your full English with some toast, right? Yeah. So if you put toast in the morning, it actually takes eggs just as long to cook in the fry pan as it does the toast to cook in the toaster.
If you get a big fry pan and turn it on, put a on the gas, right, get that going. By the time, like you said, by the time you put find your toast, get the butter out, you can fry an egg and two sausages.
That's it. You can actually get all that done. It's outrageous. And the thing is as well, is a full English breakfast, which is one of the, you know, world's great delights, one of the meals, world's great treats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is that worth having if you don't have crispy bacon, crispy hash browns, crispy sausages? If it's all soggy, like your hash brown would turn to mush, wouldn't it?
After 9 hours in a slow cooker, hash browns are not intended to be cooked that way. That's why I've never seen them cooked that way.
Now, I don't have an impartial view because okay. I have a bit of a, I guess my arch nemesis is crock pots and slow cookers.
I hate slow cookers.
I've always had a real bad relationship with slow cookers. So I have not come in this to this, you know, debate with an impartial view.
Yeah.
But surely common sense would dictate that this seems like a terrible way to cook breakfast.
Not all trends are good trends. Some need to be knocked on the head, and this is one of them. This is the worst example of cooking I've ever seen.
I hate as well, you go online, you'd be like, that looks disgusting. People be like, don't knock it till you try it. This one I actually do know. I haven't tried it.
I'm going to knock it still.
And I do still know. That is disgusting. If you're doing this at home, stop. Look at yourself in the mirror. Take some time and just, you know, reevaluate your decisions.
I've got one word for you. And it's not, there it is. It's not working. Here we go.
Oh, no.
The machine's not working. That was disgusting.
UFM's Not So Silent Night. Tonight, Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular. If you're lucky enough to have got yourself a ticket, we're very much looking forward to sharing an evening of nice food and nice lights with you tonight.
Festivities and the visit, of course, from the big man himself. And an elf as well, I've heard, which I'm very pumped about.
Just murmurs down the grapevine at this stage. Right.
We're on the rumour mill.
It is on the rumour. That's an exclusive. You've heard that here first. Santa and an elf.
That's right, which is brilliant. It's going to be a great evening. We're looking forward to it. We've got to give away our prize of the day today. It goes to Clint in Charlestown, who wanted to dob in his mate, who he thinks has taken $5,000.
Conservative estimate.
Worth of booze over the time. You're off to the lucky. You've got $60 to spend there. Well done.
So now you're only $4,940 short of booze that you could have had in the future.
You are correct.
Plenty more winning right throughout the day as well. Local winners here on New FM. More local prizes only. With Scott Chippy for Appel right throughout your workday. Joel for your drive home as well. He's OBing from the Hunter Valley Gardens, I believe. So
what a treat.
I mean, we get to see everyone there. Get to see how it kind of works behind the scenes.
That's right.
That's exciting.
The magic of radio. We'll see you there tonight if you're lucky enough to have a ticket. Otherwise, have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
We'll see you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.